Blog Talk Radio.
New Beginning Ministries. We thank you for tuning in. We meet every Wednesday from the hour of 7 o'clock. Amen. We are a Bible, interactive Bible study. What does that mean? that means that you have an opportunity to interact with your brothers and sisters that are communicating via wherever they're calling from different states. We can communicate as well as lift each other up in each state. Amen. By radio blog. So, again, we do thank you. For those that's listening by internet, if you would like to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. Again, the number, if you would like to call in, is 347-237-4054. And you will have the opportunity to participate in this Bible blog. We're going to have prayer. And then after we have prayer, we have Minister Edna Haman from Long Island, New York, who is going to share with us this evening. And we are excited to hear what the Lord has placed on their heart. Amen. Father, we come before your throne of grace. We thank you for your goodness, your glory, and your mercy. Father, we know that we are here only because you have given us an opportunity, Heavenly Father, to be able to share the gospel with someone. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that as we find our purpose, Heavenly Father, moving forward closer to you, Heavenly Father, that we would encourage, that we would lift up all those, Heavenly Father, that are listening at this time. We pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that if there's anything, Heavenly Father, that one may be going through, we pray, Heavenly Father, for healing in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to share your word, Heavenly Father, with so many from so many different locations. We just bless your name, Father. Lord, Father, we ask that you would just bless the speaker this evening, that you would just allow the word, Heavenly Father, to be able to manifest through her, Heavenly Father, and to the ears of those who are listening. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Minister Haman, are you on?
Yes, I am. Good evening, sir.
Amen. Good evening. Praise the Lord. It is so good to hear you. So good to hear you.
How are you, sir? Very good.
Oh, we're truly blessed. We're truly blessed here in Ohio. We've been very fortunate. We have not been hit with a lot of snow, such as New York and D.C. and other locations, but we've been very, very fortunate. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to move on out of the way so you can take over, and whatever it is that God has laid on your heart, we're going to move forward together in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, everyone. Just so thankful for the opportunity once again to be on the program, and I thank Brother Elder John and Elder Suzanne for the opportunity. I'll be coming out of Lamentations. Lamentations 3:19 through 26. And the Spirit of the Lord dropped this in my spirit as words of encouragement for the listening audience. Excuse me. Excuse me. And it reads this. Excuse me, just bear with me.
That's all right. That's okay.
Just bear with me. We're coming out of Lamentations. And if you have your Bibles, it reads this. This is Jeremiah's confession of faith. Remembering my affliction and my misery, the woodworm and the gall. My soul hath them still in remembrance, and in humble and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions faileth not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the Lord, for the salvation of the Lord. And the word is bless. My subject tonight is you can begin again. My God.
Amen.
You can begin again. Before I get started, I want to give you a little background on the author of this passage of scripture that we just read. It's Jeremiah. He is one of the Old Testament prophets, also known to many in his day and even still today as the weeping prophet.
Amen.
Called into ministry in his youth, Jeremiah's message was harsh to a stiff-necked people of Judah who did everything they wanted to do outside of the word given them and the commandments of God. Jeremiah was despised and persecuted by his countrymen. Jeremiah bathes his harsh prophecies in tears of compassion, meaning though harsh, he was heartbroken in having to give such a word to these hard-headed people. This caused him to write a broken book, which was difficult to arrange chronologically, but through his sermons and signs, he faithfully declares that to surrender to God's will is the only way of escape calamity. Now, him writing in Lamentation, it describes the funeral of a city. It is a tear-stained portrait of the once Jerusalem, now reduced to rubble, in the invading of the Babylonians. In a five-poem lamentation of the dead, Jeremiah exposes his emotions. A death has occurred. Jerusalem is barren. Jeremiah writes this lamentation alphabetically. Beginning from A to Z, verse by verse, through the Hebrew alphabet, Jeremiah is literally weeping. The weeping prophet continues. But in the midst of this terrible cost, Jeremiah triumphantly cries, "Great is thy faithfulness. In the face of death and destruction, with life seemingly coming apart," and how many of us can relate to that? If you're alive and breathing, we all can relate to life, having its twists and turns, where you feel like the bottom has dropped out and all hell has broke out. But in this confession of faith, Jeremiah recalls the faithfulness of God. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
He turns tragedy into triumph, a triumph of faith, stating, "God has never failed me. In the past, God has promised to remain faithful in the future." Amen. In the light of the God he knows and loves, Jeremiah finds hope and comfort. And here we see that in Lamentations. And to begin again, and that's what he did when he said, "Great is thy faithfulness." He picked up himself through the twists and turns of life, and through the things that he saw, what happened to Jerusalem, Jeremiah penned those verses of the hard times and the trying times. Listen, have you ever felt low? Wasn't, you know, low to the ground? Have you ever felt like being low, so low that you feel like you're underground, like a grave but yet alive? That's how Jeremiah felt with his weeping of what happened to Jerusalem. That place was a dark place. Have you ever felt like that? Dark, in a dark place where when you woke up the next morning, darkness still gripped you like a vice? Have you ever felt surprised that when you did wake up in the land of the living, you were still here under the stress and strain, under the heartache and pain, with no end in sight?
Wow.
God has come to tell you there is a way. There is a way out. Hallelujah. Well, Jeremiah, and even Jeremiah felt that way, but in the midst of it all, he remembered God. And that's what we have to do. In the midst of all that we go through, we have to remember the faithfulness of God. This word is just to come to encourage you that no matter whatever you're going through, no matter whatever heartaches you might be feeling, God is yet faithful to bring you out.
Amen.
And even though you're going through, and that's the operative word, going through, you're yet not consumed. God is faithful. You're not yet consumed. And just like that, God watches over us and over you faithfully. In the good times, in the bad times, in the little events and the big events in your life, he'll always be there. Nothing escapes him. Nothing can take you out of his hand. He has you set in the palm of his hand. And he said nothing can snatch you out because his word says so, because his word is faithful.
Amen.
His heartfelt compassion towards you, endless.
Mm-hmm.
Concerns you, concerns him.
Yes.
No matter what situation or circumstance, whether it be health issues, death issues, whether it be loved ones passing away or even a friend, financial burdens, relationship breakups, loss of a job, God is faithful to bring you out, saints. He's faithful to love you through it. He'll always be there. The word of God says this in Isaiah 59:1, the New King James Version. And it says, wherever you are, God will come right where you are. It says in the New King James Version, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. His ear is not heavy, that it cannot hear. That means no matter where you are in a dark place, God is yet there. No matter how far you go, his arms are not short where he can't pull you back and pull you in unto himself. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. He will always be there. He will never forsake you. He will never leave you alone. When people leave you alone, when people forsake you, you can always depend on God.
Always
depend on him.
Always.
Listen, check this out. Even when we place people and other things in our life before God, he's yet faithful. Even when we walk away, he's yet faithful. Remember the prodigal son? Remember what happened in the story? He got his inheritance, and everybody knows the story. He got his inheritance from his father, left the house, engaged in wild living, squandered that money, now found himself in a pig pen. But look what his father did when he saw him coming from afar. He restored him.
Yes.
He restored him. Because the father just didn't stand over him pointing at him and saying, oh, you did this and you did that. Now you're coming back? No. It was God's grace and his goodness and it's mercy that stepped in and restored the prodigal son. And just like you, just like us, whenever we stumble and fall into whatever we go through, into that, maybe even that same situation, God is yet faithful. He doesn't stand over you and say, "What? You did it again?" He doesn't shake his finger in your face and say, "I got you out of this before." No. What's wrong with you? Are you weak? No. God doesn't do that. He reaches down and pulls you up and pulls you out again so
all
you
right.
can begin again.
Yes.
So you can begin again and go on. Great is his faithfulness. New
yes.
mercies you'll see in
all
the morning.
Right.
In the morning rise, you'll see the new mercies. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That joy with strength that you can begin again,
uh-huh.
and you're restored now to live again. Listen,
yes.
life does beat us down. The enemy comes like an accuser, and he even tells us, "Look, you did it again." But we have to lock our minds in on the mercies of God, on the forgiveness of God, on the faithfulness of God, and live. He wants you to live. He wants you to live an abundant life, free from and clear, free. And he that the Son has set free is free indeed.
Amen.
Is free indeed.
Hallelujah.
I know this was short, but you know, God just told me to encourage the people today to let you know it doesn't matter what the enemy throws at you. He can come left and right, no matter what life throws at you. It can even beat you down, but know that God is faithful and just
yes.
to pick you up so you can begin again. He's a God
yeah.
that sees all and knows all. He's a God that's in control. He knew right where you would be at a certain point in your life because he knows your end at the beginning and everything in between. God is faithful, saints.
Amen.
God is faithful, people.
Amen.
God wants you to know that you can do it. Whatever the enemy throws at you or feel like you're not good enough, you are. God
you are.
Says you are. You are his. We might be in mess, but you know what? Mess can turn into a message. You are his masterpiece.
Amen.
He makes you his masterpiece. He says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You don't have to worry about, "I'm not going to make it." No. Nah. God's plan for your life, he says, "I know the thoughts that I have concerning you. Thoughts are good
yes.
and not evil, to give you an expectant end." That means a hope and a future.
Yes. Amen.
That's a hope and a future.
Amen.
God is good. God is good.
Amen.
I know it's 7:23, but you know what? If anybody has anything to say, any testimony, listen, let me let you know that the mic is open, but you know, God loves us. He loves us. We are the apple of his eye.
Amen.
Created in his image. Amen.
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 All the mics are open. Every,
can y'all hear me?
Every mic is open, so you can just talk.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes. Give us the wrong
to say, sometime also, you know, when we're out of line or out of place, sometimes God will, he's so good to us that he'll push us into
mm-hmm.
position that where we should be, you know, because,
mm-hmm.
You know, I look at my situation, you know, I was out of place because I was in Los Angeles. I was living in Los Angeles, and I should have been in Atlanta because that's
mm-hmm.
where my destiny was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
some, and you know, back then I wasn't saved, and you know, but he drove me to Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
because that's where my destiny was, and you know, once I got here, that's when things turned around in my life. See, mm-hmm. so sometimes he uses what we might think is bad situations, but he'll use those situations to bring us to where we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hey, this is the pastor, Mr. Onus, and how's everybody doing tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
I just want to say to Minister, what's your last name?
Herman.
Herman.
You can.
Herman. Okay. That was an awesome and encouraging word, because a lot of us, a lot of people think that once they are away from God, once they have sinned, once they have done something wrong, that there's no way back to God. And
Amen.
That's what they find themselves staying out in the world and doing worldly things. But your word was so encouraging to whomever's listening tonight. I ask that you would take this word, take heed to it, because God is faithful.
Amen.
Faithful, as you Amen. Said, even when we're not faithful. To Elder John, I want to say to all of you who are listening in, I thank you for your prayers during the time of my granddaughter's surgery. Everything went well. Everything
Amen.
Was
Praise the Lord.
I just want to say thank you to all of my brothers and sisters. Listening in for your prayers. I appreciate it, and I appreciate that word. I had
Amen.
To sit because I was on my way home from work, and I had to come in while I was driving. But thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Any more comments?
Amen.
Amen. Any more comments?
I'd like to say, for some reason, in my spirit, there are those of you who are out there who may be grieving, who are listening in, who may be grieving because
mm-hmm.
of a lost loved one, because of a lost loved one, and I submit that this message, you know, is for you, for encouragement. For encouragement,
mm-hmm.
losing someone that you love. Losing someone that you love. And
yeah.
if you're grieving, if you whatever you're going through, God can help you
yeah.
get through that. God loves you. God
yeah.
loves you. He'll meet you just where you are.
Amen.
Just as Minister Herman has said, God is faithful. He's faithful. He said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. God is always with you, even in your grieving. Even
mm-hmm.
in grieving, God will be with you. Amen? The storm
Amen.
Does not last forever.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to say to Minister Herman, Prophetess, really good word tonight. I love this topic because when you said you can begin again, God could give you life. He can restore you again.
Yeah.
I say if you are breathing, if you're still alive today, there's another chance
mm-hmm.
that you can do again, no
Amen.
Matter what. Even though you messed up, you have another opportunity to get it right. If you're
Amen.
Not sleeping in your grave and you're alive
hey.
Today and you're breathing today, you have another chance to get it right again. So
Amen.
don't let the enemy beat you down and tell you you this and you messed up, you jacked
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to speak to that devil and say, you're a lie. And I
That's
rebuke
it.
You in the name of Jesus. And get
mm-hmm.
up, dust your pants off, dust the dirt off your pants,
mm-hmm.
and get up and do what you got to do for God. Don't
Amen.
Allow the enemy to hold you down, because that's what he wants you to do, because he don't want you to get back up.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the opportunity. Once again, if you're not laying in your grave and you're
hey.
Alive and you're breathing today, you can begin again
Amen.
And do what God has called you to do. Amen.
Amen.
So great word tonight. Great word.
say that, Pastor. Excellent. We can get up again. Not sleeping. That's good, Pastor. That's right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Speak to us with at New Beginning Ministries to a second chance. But I also want to say that when there's life, there's hope. And if the Lord has given you life and continues to give you life, like Sister Rose just said, that it's a reminder that there's hope. And where there's hope, there's the compassion of Christ.
Yes.
And so if we have compassion, we are reminded, and if we look back at God's resume, his track record, that the compassion never ends. It never, ever ends. And so we be encouraged and speak life to yourself, speak life to those around you, remind them. The enemy tries to defeat us and keep us depressed and down by reminding us of our errors. But we serve a God who forgives. That's what Jesus came for, to forgive. And the forgiveness is free. It's free.
Right.
You
don't
have to do, you know, say so many Hail Marys or whatever those, you know, folks would say, or, you know, bow down so many times or pay this or pay that. It's free. Free, that the Lord forgives you. And that's what's so amazing. I don't have to work for it. I don't have to pay anything for it. That is free. Forgiveness is free, and salvation is free in Jesus Christ. So knowing who our Lord is, and knowing that Jesus sacrificed and for the forgiveness of all of our sins, there's nothing that you can do or say that will not be forgiven.
Amen.
Amen. And I was thinking about a scripture, and when you was talking, Elder Suzanne, in Philippians 4:4-8, and that's a familiar one. It talks about, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, God's word. Whatsoever things of honest, God's word.
Yes.
Whatsoever things are just, God's word. Whatsoever things are pure, God's word. Whatsoever things are lovely, we remember when he did it before, he'll do it again, God's word. Whatsoever things are of good report. See, the enemy comes and he comes with the negative report, but the good report is that God can, God will. He promised to be faithful. Yes. Ha. These things, it says, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And that's when the enemy comes in like a flood. That's what we have to do. We have to, like Pastor Rose said, we have to talk back. And you know what? We have to flat out stand flat foot and tell him no, and speak the word back to him like Jesus did. Speak that word. If he says you're going to die, say what the word says. I shall not die, but live and declare this is the work of the Lord.
Yes.
That's what we have to do. We have to speak that word back to that enemy and keep it moving, because God has a lot in store for us. Amen.
Sister Helen, even when you look at how good God is, when you go all the way back to the beginning, when Satan confused Eve and they bit of the fruit, and when they were banned from the garden, and all of a sudden when they had two kids, Cain and Abel, and Cain slew Abel, the devil thought that he had stopped God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
But then Seth came. See, they had faith enough to continue on, and Seth came on the scene, and that was the line that Christ came through. See, so even like with your title, you can begin again. Adam and Eve began again, and that line still was able to come because God had a plan all along. And through Seth, that's where Christ came through that line. So,
amen.
You know, they began again. So it's the same thing. You can't let one thing, you can't let the enemy trick you into one thing and you just give up. You got to continue on. So that was a very powerful word tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank
amen.
The Lord. Thank the amen. Lord. Elder John, before we close, and I know we still have quite a bit of time, I'd like to, and I know that your mics are very sensitive, I'd like to play a song from the Daystar Singers, and this is basically where I got my topic from, You Can Begin Again. If that's all right, I'd like to play that right now.
Sure.
Okay.
Come.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's it.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I know that's a little bit different. That's a little bit different, but I wanted the audience to hear that. If they could hear it.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Because God is so faithful. The best is yet to come for us. He's made a way. We are standing on his promises, as the song says. God is good. God is good. God is so good. Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise I'm thanking God today for the healing that he has given me on my legs. And I'm able to stand and walk. Even though the devil had blocked me from getting physical therapy, I'm standing up and I'm walking. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm glad
that the Father is covering me with the blood of the Lamb, because I know high blood pressure, no sugar, no cholesterol. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And through my pain, I was thanking him all the way. Even in the hospital bed, when the man came, when the pastor or one of his servants came to pray with the girl on the next bed, I said, how come nobody came to pray with me? And then I kept saying, I wasn't alone at all. I had Jesus with me the whole
Amen.
Time.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Amen.
All right. And the only thing I have to say is thank you. Thank you, Sister Rose. You always guided me. Thank you. And I'm glad he blessed me to have you in my life. We haven't known each other in a long time, but I'm grateful. So grateful.
Amen.
I just wanted to share that with the brothers and sisters of Christ.
And I'd like to pray right now, and all those that touch and agree with me concerning this sister. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you right now. We thank you for her life. We thank you that you are the God that heals. There's nothing that sneaks up on you, God. You knew just where she would be. But, dear God, we give you praise and glory for blessing her and healing her body, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you for being the creator who creates and recreates. Lord, in that physical therapy, you are the physical therapist. Dear God, we thank you right now that you go into those very limbs and give her mobility, dear God. Hallelujah. Even more, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, dear Father, that no weapon formed that the enemy has even thrown at her shall prosper.
Yes.
And we give you praise and glory right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, dear God. We give you praise from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, dear God. The blood of Jesus saturate every muscle, every joint, every cell, every ligament and tendon, dear God. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory. We touch and decree and declare that she is healed. Hallelujah. That she is whole by Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
You.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, dear God. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We give God praise for this night. We give God praise for his working, wondering power. He is amazing. And we love him. We are in love with him. We are in awe of him. And you know what, saints? He wants to use us. We are the carriers of his kingdom. We are the representatives. We are the ambassadors in this earth. And what we speak and what we carry, he wants to invade this earth like never before. And it has to come through us, that his kingdom come, his will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And when we're looking for miracles, listen, miracles will be an everyday thing. Because you know why? Because in the kingdom, that miracle isn't a miracle. It's the normal thing. And that's what God wants to bring in the earth.
Yes.
And to God be the glory. Hey, yeah. To God be
Hallelujah.
The glory.
Hallelujah. Mm.
Hey, yeah.
Thank you, Father.
And Father, in Jesus' name, every one of us, dear Father, every saint, hallelujah, dear God, empower us even more, dear God. Draw us in unto yourself even more, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, inhabit not only our praises, but inhabit us, dear God. We give you right away full permission to use us for your glory, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you for your omnipotent power, dear God. Lord, stir us up even more. Let us know that we have the authority to trample on every serpent, every demon. Hallelujah. You said, hallelujah, you gave us the authority and the power, but the authority to call those things that are not as though they are. Hallelujah. You've given us the authority to trample on serpents and sickness and disease. Hallelujah. Everything, dear God. Hallelujah. Breathe in us again. Fill us again with your precious Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Pastor Rose, I was just going to say, Pastor Rose, you have something to say.
I just want to piggyback off what Elder Clay had said about he's sensing the
spirit. Amen? Pastor?
He's sensing the spirit that there's some people out there feeling sorrowfulness.
Yeah.
And I just hear the Lord say that some of you are right now hurting with something that's really deep in your heart, and it's been hurting you, and it's been very sorrowful in you, whatever that you're dealing with or whatever has happened to you, and it's hurting you, hurting your heart so sorrowfully. And I hear the Lord said, let it go. You could begin again.
Amen.
This message that she has spoken on tonight was for you, whoever you are. It was spoken for you, whoever that person is that's feeling heartful, whatever it is or whatever has happened to you, you have taken it to heart and it has made you sorrowful. And this message, I say it again, this message was for you that you can begin again. Amen. Yes. So that's what I hear the Lord say today on tonight.
Yes.
And we lift up that softness in the name of Jesus. We break off that spirit of softness off of you in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And we declare and decree today that you can begin again.
Yes.
You can start over again.
Yes.
And you can make it. And you will make it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. To God be the glory.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay. And Father, as we continue, Lord, we just take time, Heavenly Father, just to think about where we've been and where you've brought us.
Amen.
And Lord, think about where we've brought us, Heavenly Father. There are so many places, Heavenly Father, that you have been with us. You have protected us up until now.
Yes.
And we thank you for the purpose that you've placed in our lives.
Thank you.
Lord, I pray, Lord, that we move forward as kingdom builders, Heavenly Father. Lord, just give us the words to be able to speak into those things that are dark, those things that are not of you, that we be able to speak, Father. That we call those things forth, Heavenly Father. Those things, Heavenly Father, who have fallen out of grace. Those who have been walking so long, Father, we come in the name of Jesus, speaking life right now.
Yes,
we declare that you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords, no matter how deep you may feel. The God that we serve is able to bring you out of that mire and take you and make what was dark, what was lost, turn it into something good and something
yes.
that is lively. We declare that right now that your life will never be the same. Or if you
yes.
think you were going, God has turned you around and now you're going forward, moving closer to him, calling upon his name every morning, every noon, every
Hallelujah.
Night. In the name of Jesus, a name that's unable to feel. We declare it, we claim it right now through the airways. Those who are listening by internet, we claim it
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God is able to speak to you. Speaking to you right now, we
yes.
thank you right now for the word. We thank you for allowing us to begin again from wherever
you,
we
Lord.
Are. Start over. The God we serve is a God of first, second, third, fourth, fifth.
My God. My God.
If you believe us, never will forsake us. We thank you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
Thank you. We give you
bless
all the glory and the praise. If we had a thousand tongues, we can thank you for where you brought us from. Because you've
yes,
done so
dear
much.
God.
We owe you.
My
we
God.
Owe you. We owe you. We give our
mm-hmm.
lives back to you right
yes.
now. Right
yes.
now. In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Thank you for
yes.
your presence.
Thank,
thank
you.
You,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Bless your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Bless
you.
Your name.
Yes. For those of you that's listening by the internet, sometimes you have to stop and be still. And
that's good.
You can't change anything. Let God fight your battles for you. Sometimes you have to stop and be still. When you don't know which way to go, be still. God says, be still. Know that I am God to fight your battles for you. No matter who comes against you, whether it's on your job, whether it's in the family, whatever you're going through, God is able to fight your battles for you. Just be still and let God be God.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, thank you. Thank
That's
you.
A word right there. Amen. Because sometimes we try to do it, fix it, or take it into our own hands. But I like that, Elder John. Mm-hmm. Let God fight your battles. Mm-hmm. So true.
You know, Elder John, that I believe that. I really believe that from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets hard, but the minute I let it go, it became easy.
Mm-hmm.
It was like nothing was wrong with it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. You know, my
Just
brother, sometimes we have to speak it. We have to
mm-hmm.
speak it, call it out.
Mm-hmm.
Call it out. Call it out in the name of Jesus. God has given us the authority to be able to speak
yes.
life, not death, but to speak life.
Mm-hmm.
God has given us the authority, but we have to believe it. We have to believe it.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Are there any more comments? Any more comments? Anyone like to comment before we close out? This has been a powerful word, just being able to just soak in the Lord tonight, just to be able to soak in the Lord. Minister Haman, I thank you for that word, you can begin again, and that is so true.
Amen.
God is a God who allows us to begin again, and I
Amen.
Thank you for that word. Thank you for that word. Any more comments
Amen.
Before Elder Haman brings and closes out?
I unfortunately missed the beginning of the word. But I believe you can begin again.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Would you like to pray and close us out?
Amen. And Father God, as we come to your throne of grace, we thank you for this night. We thank you for everyone that has participated, listening or and getting involved or not, or just listening, dear God. We give you praise and glory that this word that you've given us, dear God, that we can begin again, is a word that brings freedom and life. Lord, I give you praise and glory for each and every life, each and every household. Lord, let your spirit rest, rule, and abide in each home. Lord, let them feel the rejuvenation of your spirit within them that they can begin again and stand up one more time, dear God. I give you praise and glory for every life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And to God be the glory.
We thank each and every one of you for tuning in. We are here every Wednesday, again, at 7 o'clock. Thank you. For those by internet, if you choose to call in, you can participate as well, or you can go to the chat room, and we will read whatever you have written on the chat room. We'll read it out for you. Amen. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most.
Still worthwhile, and I can reach out again, far beyond. for